as much as a very thirsty man requires water to quench his thirst, similarly, the soul has a very strong need for experiencing pleasure. Because the soul by nature is pleasure-seeking, because Lord Krishna himself is Anandamaya, always. Ocean of bliss. So if one does not experience the spiritual droplets of bliss, then one is sure to succumb to the material temptations and allurements, to chase after them, craving for the pleasures, for the petty material pleasures. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the spiritual bliss is experienced by those great Vaishnavas who have attained their Siddha Deha, experiencing one of the five rasas in relation to Krishna. But in our conditioned stage, because we are not yet purified, we don't have the prerogative to experience such exchange of spiritual emotions in relation to Krishna. At the same time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one can experience one's eternal connection with Krishna as a servant. And one has to internalize this feeling for one to experience the same type of spiritual bliss. During the World War II, many families got separated between two neighborhood countries. Sometimes father and mother were on one side of the country, and the infant child was separated and gone to the neighborhood country, and for probably a decade they could not meet each other. But later, when they met each other, they felt so much joy, the father and the son. Similarly, we have become separated from the Supreme Father for millions of lifetimes. And in this lifetime, we have again got an opportunity to reconnect with our spiritual father, with the spiritual connection. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name, Srila Prabhupada said, is like the call of a child for the mother. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself used to sit in the garden during the day and chant many extra rounds to experience that connection with the Supreme Lord. So therefore, this is called as being alone, but being in the best company. Being alone means, in this world, there is nobody who can be our genuine friend for all time. The material world is filled with masked relationships. Masked relationships means everybody's relationship with us is only skin deep. You know, everybody is wandering in this world with material bodies, which gradually withers away. The material body is like a mask over the soul. So we have a superficial masked relationship with the living entities, and we consider it as all in all, and we get cheated by it because one by one they move out of the scene. But the only person with whom we have a genuine, everlasting, imperishable relationship is Krishna, who accompanies us even after death. Therefore, it is in the interest of every sadhaka to take out time to sit and deeply contemplate, meditate and chant and revive that connection. So therefore, Vivakta Desha Sevitvam Aratir Janasam Sadi Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Krishna says that one should practice spiritual life alone. This doesn't mean one has to necessarily go to the forest. Even while being in the midst of millions of people in the fast-paced city, one can still be alone with the full realization that the material relationships are unfulfilling, superficial, empty and cheating. Whereas the only relationships that will deeply nourish the soul is the relation with Krishna, who is spiritual and who is imperishable and whose relationship is everlasting, who is a suhrat, heart-to-heart friend. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name gives us an opportunity to call the Lord like a child calling for the mother. The child feels a very thick relationship with the mother. So therefore, the child accepts mother as the only shelter. So that is why the example is given by Srila Prabhupada, for us to understand that the only supreme shelter for every jiva is Krishna's lotus feet. So then the chanting of the holy name can strengthen that connection by nourishing us with this correct understanding of the relationship between Lord and the Jiva. Harinam Prabhu ki.